Hello? I'd like to report a crime, please. Do I have to say it out here in front of everybody? Please. I don't want anyone to know about this. It's so embarrassing. You'll take my statement in a private interview room. Oh, thank you. Thank you so much, sir. I mean, officer. So, you promise nobody can hear us in here? The walls are soundproof, and the lock can't be opened without your key? Okay. That's perfect. Thank you so much, officer. Start from the beginning? Okay. I was raped tonight. Multiple times. At a party. Okay. You need the details. All of them? Okay. I got invited to a party at a frat house on campus. Beta Theta Pi. I was supposed to go with my roommate Lindsay, but she caught a stomach bug and had to stay in bed. I wasn't sure about going by myself to a party full of people I didn't know, but she said I needed to get out and socialize. I haven't been making many friends since I came here. I'm kind of a shy introvert, so I guess that's why I decided to go anyways. I'd never been to a frat party, but I've seen movies, so I knew what to expect, or at least I thought I did. So, I went to the party. What's that? Yes, officer, this is the outfit I was wearing. It's not exactly what I normally wear. I don't go to my computer science classes in a miniskirt and a mesh black halter top. And these heels, I can barely walk in them. I had to borrow all of this from Lindsay, and it barely fits. My breasts are only just contained by this stupid flimsy fabric. I don't own clothing like this. Yes, I guess it does show off a lot of my body. Why does that matter? Just getting all the facts? Oh, okay. I got to the party around 10. It was already in full swing. The music was so loud you could hear it from down the block. And there were frat guys drunkenly wrestling each other on the front lawn in front of a crowd. I felt a little out of place, but I sucked it up and I walked up the front steps and into the house. The smell of booze and weed hit me in the face right away. The first thing I saw was a guy and girl going at each other, right there, in the front hallway. I mean, I'm hardly a prude, but she was letting him feel her up under her shirt, right where anyone could see it. And the sound they made, well, I can see why some people call it sucking face. I pushed past them quickly and found myself in the living room. Right away, this guy came over holding two beers, and he offered me one. I don't really drink, but I thought it might help me get over some of my social anxiety. So I took it. I was so nervous, I started drinking it down really quickly. I must have finished the whole cup in under 10 minutes. I wasn't drunk. I was just nervous, so I drank it fast. And then I got another one. It helped, okay? I felt myself get a little more relaxed. I was sitting on the sofa, talking with the guy, and he was really handsome, and he seemed like he was interested in me. I don't have a lot of experience with flirting, but I tried my best. I smiled at him and didn't move his hand when he put it on my thigh and started rubbing up and down. I was still a little nervous, though, so I had him get me another beer. This one tasted a little different from the first two, but I drank it down anyways. Eventually, he started touching my breasts, too, only now he wasn't as nice. He was grabbing them hard and squeezing them and making me whimper. I tried to tell him to stop, but I couldn't form the words. And then he was kissing me. I felt his wet, wriggling tongue invading my mouth and swirling around wildly. It tasted terrible, and it made me want to gag. I wanted to push him off, but it was like my arms were made of lead. My whole body felt heavy and weak, and I could barely move. My vision started to get fuzzy, and little black dots formed around the edges of what I could see. I couldn't even form the words to tell him to stop. I could only mumble weakly, incoherently. Well, what? No, I didn't technically tell him to stop, but that's because I couldn't say anything. I couldn't say anything at all. He fucking drugged me. He must have put a roofie in my third beer. I wasn't drunk, okay? I was fucking drugged. After he violated my mouth with his disgusting tongue for a while, he pulled back and had this evil grin on his face. He said, "Why don't we go somewhere a bit more private?" And then dragged me up. I couldn't even stand. He had his hand under my shoulder and basically carried me up the stairs into a bedroom. Those fucking people at the party saw it happen. There were tons of people, and they just let him carry me away like a fucking prize. When we got into the bedroom, he threw me down on the bed, and he let out this laugh. He said my flirting got him so horny, and that girls who dress slutty and tease him really turn him on. I didn't even flirt with him that much, officer, and I certainly didn't tease him. I just let him rub my thigh and smiled at him, laughing at his jokes and trying to be pleasant. I mean, look, yes, I said I tried to flirt with him, but it's like I told you, I'm not even good at it. No, I most certainly did not tease him. Why are you looking at me like that? And my clothes? Yes, you could say I was dressed slutty, but so the fuck what? I can't dress however I want without having some perverted frat boy think I'm teasing him. What happened next? The fucker didn't even bother closing the door. He just started stripping down until he was completely naked. His cock was so hard and so big. He got up on the bed and he rolled me over onto my back. I was so weak I couldn't even really move my arms to slap him away. All I could do was manage a few soft whimpers. Please. Please. Yes, that's all I said. That's all I could say. I begged him to stop. He didn't even listen to me. Without saying a word, he pulled down my panties and then tossed them aside. He grabbed my legs and spread them apart, and then he went down on me. He put his face between my legs and started licking my pussy with his disgusting tongue, touching me everywhere with it. Deep inside, up and down my lips, all over my clit. I couldn't even lift my head to look down and see what he was doing. But I could hear his moans. He made these awful, hungry, growling moans as he licked and kissed me down there. After a few minutes of this, I heard him give a horrible laugh and then say, "Don't act like you don't want this, slut. You're soaking wet for me." Yes, I was dripping wet because that's a natural reaction of my body to what he was doing. I didn't want any of it. I didn't enjoy any of it. I couldn't control that, and it doesn't mean anything. Anyways, after he said that, he got up on his knees and he looked down at me with this wolfish look. I felt his hands spreading my legs wider, and then his cock was pushing against me. I felt the swollen head poking and prodding at my interest as he chuckled and smiled down at me. Then he gave a hard thrust and pushed forward inside of me, impaling me on every inch, all at once. I would have screamed if I could have. It was absolute agony. I'm not a virgin, but I haven't had much experience, and not with anyone as big as he was. It felt like he must have been at least 9 inches. I could barely take it all. I thought he was going to tear my poor little vagina apart. At first, he just left it in there. I guess he was enjoying the way my small pussy was spasming and clenching on him, trying to force him out. But then he leaned down, putting his hands on either side of my head and started fucking me hard. It was so horrible, so rough, not like anything I've ever felt before. I think he wanted to hurt me, enjoyed hurting me. His face was just inches above mine the whole time, and I had to stare at his sadistic smirk. The whole bed shook with the force of his thrusts. The wet slapping sounds of our bodies smashing together must have been audible to anyone in the hallway outside. As if being raped by him wasn't bad enough, after a while he leaned down and kissed me. No, I don't think calling it a kiss is really appropriate. It was more like he was raping my mouth at the same time he was raping my pussy. It wasn't like he was kissing me, like he kissed me before. At least that resembled normal kissing. Now he was basically fucking my mouth and throat with his tongue, slamming it in and out the same way he was with his cock. Pushing it in so deep he made me choke as it tickled the entrance of my throat. My lips are even a little bit cut by how hard he pressed his teeth into them. Just look. Violating my mouth like that must have really excited him, because it wasn't long after that that I felt him tense up and start to come inside of me. He held his cock all the way in until he finished coming, and then he pulled out. I felt so disgusted that I thought I would puke. I probably would have if I had the strength for it. He looked at me and patted my belly with mocking gentleness and said, "I hope you're on protection, sweetheart. Wouldn't want you being bred like a sow, would we? I'm not on birth control. Why should I be? I don't go out sleeping with guys every weekend like some girls." It was so awful. I've never felt so violated before in my entire life. But at least he was finished. I felt some measure of relief. I thought if I was lucky, he would just leave me there, and I could lay in peace until the drugs wore off and I could get up and leave. Then I heard more laughter. With what little strength I had, I turned my head to the side and saw that there were two more guys standing there, completely naked and hard. They must have been watching. The first guy slapped them both on the shoulders and said, "I got her nice and warmed up for you, boys. Have fun. And don't worry. The bitch likes it rough." After he said that, he gave me a wink and then got dressed and left. The two guys pounced me like jackals. One of them grabbed me by the hair and yanked me around so that my head was hanging off the edge of the bed. The other guy got between my legs and laughed as he shoved his fingers roughly into my sore pussy. Jesus, Brad, really filled the bitch up. She's fucking flooded with cum. I thought I would die of shame right then and there. And then he said, "Well, I'm not settling for sloppy seconds. Lucky for me, you have another hole that hasn't been touched yet." My eyes went wide with panic, and I managed to mumble out another weak plea. "Please." But the bastards just ignored it. I heard the one between my legs spit, and I felt his hard cock pressing against my tight asshole. I've never had anything in there before, not even a finger. I used what little strength I had to try to clench it shut, but it was no good. He just kept humping and prodding against me until his head popped inside. I opened my mouth in a silent scream, but was quickly filled by the other guy's cock. His hands wrapped around the back of my head, and he lifted it forward as he thrust down with his cock. It was dripping with pre-cum already, and I felt it rub onto my tongue as he claimed my mouth. Before I could even start to adjust with what was happening to me, I felt the cock in my ass start to push forward. My clenching didn't do any good. He just made him grunt and say, "Damn, you're tight, baby. Don't worry. I'll loosen you up real good." He dug his fingers into my thighs so hard it hurt. His nails cut me, and he left bruises from where he squeezed. And then he... "What? Show you? Oh, okay. You want me to come closer and lift my skirt higher so you can see? Can you see now? You really... What? You need to inspect them. I understand. Just please be gentle." Anyway, where was I? All right. He grabbed my thigh so hard and he pushed forward. No matter how hard I clenched, it didn't stop him. He kept slowly pushing more and more of his cock inside me until finally I felt his balls pressed up against me. By now, I was getting some of my strength back and all I could use it was on screaming. I howled in agony against the cock in my mouth, but it didn't accomplish anything. I think he actually liked it, because he started moaning loudly and pushing his cock further in. He growled and said, "That's it, slut. Worship daddy's cock like a good girl. Bastard." Pretty soon, he was sliding all the way into my throat and making me gag and choke, and I could feel my throat bulging from the way his length filled it up. It was so big, I could barely manage to get any breath from around his cock. He held it all the way down my throat, and I thought I would pass out. Until finally, I felt him start to pull back again. I gasped desperately and managed to get a few breaths when he withdrew so that just the head was poking past my lips. And then he thrust forward again hard. This time he didn't just leave it buried in my throat, he started fucking it, roughly, yanking my head upwards to meet his cock as he thrust forward. Never felt anything like it before. My jaw was stretched so wide, and it ached horribly. I could feel my throat being bruised by his repeated thrusts. Why didn't I bite down? Well, I guess I did have the strength for that, but what would it have done? I was fighting back as best I could already. Well, okay, fine. I wasn't doing everything I could to fight back, but so what? I was barely conscious at this point anyway. So the one guy was choking me on his cock and the other started fucking me just as hard. He grunted and growled and fucked my ass like a wild animal. I never imagined I could feel pain like that. It was burning and stinging and aching so deep inside me. While he was sodomizing me, he reached down and grabbed my breasts, pulling them out of my top, and roughly pinching and yanking on my nipples. I don't know how I survived it. Maybe the only reason I didn't pass out from pain and humiliation is that they didn't last very long. Fucking assholes. I really got off on raping and hurting a girl. The guy in my ass was the first to come. He thrust in deep and shouted as he started to unload. I felt two strong ropes of sticky cum shoot inside me before he pulled out and shot the rest onto my belly. The guy in my mouth, he followed shortly after that. He started fucking my face so fast, I thought he was going to break my nose against him. And then he forced me all the way down so my lips were pressed against the base and started coming too. He held my head in an iron grip, and I had no choice but to take it. swallowing his load as he pumped it all down my throat, coating it. He held on to me like that until he spent every last drop, and then he pulled out and smacked his cock against my face a few times, staining me with spit, throat slime, and cum. They both laughed and high-fived and left the room without saying another word to me. It was like I was just some fuck toy we could use and ignore. Not even a person. After that, nobody else came in, thank God. But it must have been hours before I had enough strength to get my clothes back together and get out of the house. I couldn't walk in those stupid heels, so I had to go barefoot. And now I have these stupid cuts and blisters on my feet, on top of everything else. So, that's everything that happened. That was the worst night of my entire fucking life. And I thought it would never end. The only thing giving me any kind of comfort right now is knowing that you're gonna put those fucking pigs behind bars. Maybe they'll get to find out what it's like when someone forces a cock up their ass. So what do we do now? Can you go right over there and arrest them? I'm sure they're sleeping it off. You'll be able to find them at the frat house. Or do you need me to write something up? I can't wait to see those fuckers pay. What the fuck do you mean you're not going to arrest them? Haven't you heard what I've been telling you? These bastards raped me, and they were fucking laughing about it. Why aren't you going to arrest them? It's my fault? Are you out of your fucking mind? Because I was wearing these clothes and flirting with that guy, it's okay for him to rape me? And his friends, too? What about him slipping a fucking roofie in my drink? I suppose that's just my fault, too. You don't believe I was drugged? Are you fucking kidding me? I was not drunk. I had 3 beers. That's it. Yes, I drank them quickly. I told you that already, but I was just nervous and trying to loosen up, and that's all it was. I wasn't drunk. Don't you think I know the difference? You fucking pig. I want your name and badge number, asshole. I'm gonna go out that door and I'm telling your boss exactly what a misogynistic, victim-blaming Neanderthal he has working for him. Let me out of here. Unlock this door and let me go. Stop grinning at me like that, you fucking pig. This isn't funny. Open that door right this second or there's going to be hell to pay. Hey, what are you doing? Let me go. Stop this. Stop. You're a police officer. You can't do this. What are you doing? Stop touching me down there. I'm not a stupid little slut. Well, no, please don't do this. I'm sorry I called you a pig. I'm sorry I swore at you. I'm sorry I said I'd go to your boss. Please just let me go. Let me go, and I promise I'll never tell anyone about any of this. Please let me. Please just let me leave. I don't want to do this. You know. No, you can't. No, you're a police officer. No, please. No. Oh, God. No, fuck, no. God. Stop. Just please stop. Please don't hurt me. Please just stop. You're a policeman. Please. Oh, God. Oh, no. Please. Oh, God. No, I know. No, please. I'm a slut. I'm a dirty fucking slut. I'm one in it. No, I regretted getting drunk and being a whore, and I tried to ruin innocent boys' lives. I deserve this. I kept saying please because I wanted it, not because I wanted it to stop. I got wet because I'm a whore who likes rough sex. Please stop, please, please. I wanted them to stop. I want to beg them more. It wasn't right because I didn't like that. Yes, sir. Clean myself up and get out of here. Thank you for teaching me this lesson. I promise I won't be a lying little skank ever again.